Greetings, dear friends. Welcome to Getting With God with me, Sebastian Gorka. In an age where making time for that which is truly important is increasingly difficult, this modest podcast is dedicated to reconnecting with the truth. The truth that is unchanging, unbending, the truth from our Creator. Each episode will see me reading one or two chapters from the Bible and give you an opportunity to rededicate yourself to that which truly matters. Let's begin. Luke chapter 17, Temptations to Sin. Jesus said to his disciples, "Things that cause sin will inevitably occur, but woe to the person through whom they occur. It would be better for him if a millstone were put around his neck and he be thrown into the sea than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. Be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he wrongs you seven times in one day and returns to you seven times saying, 'I am sorry,' you should forgive him." And the apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Whom among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take place at the table'? Would he rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat, put on your apron, and wait on me while I eat and drink? You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'" As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from Jesus and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, Jesus replied, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going to the priests, they were cleansed. One of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said to him, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." Asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus said, "The coming of the kingdom of God cannot be observed, and no one will announce, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is.' For behold, the kingdom of God is among you." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "The days will come when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. There will be those who will say to you, 'Look, there he is,' or 'Look, here he is.' Do not go off. Do not run in pursuit. For just as lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first, he must suffer greatly and be rejected by this generation. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage up to the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Similarly, as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, building. On the day when Lot left Sodom, fire and brimstone rained down from the sky to destroy them. So will it be on the day the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, a person who is on the housetops and whose belongings are in the house must not go down to get them. And likewise, a person in the field must not return to what was left behind. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life will save it. I tell you, on that night there will be two people in one bed. One will be taken, the other left behind. And there will be two women grinding meal together. One will be taken, the other left behind. The disciples said to him in reply, "Where, Lord?" He said, "Where the body is, there also the vultures will gather." Thank you so much for listening. I hope that that had the desired effect and helped you reconnect with that which truly matters. If it did, if you enjoyed getting with God, please share and tell your friends. God bless.